It's episode 11. We're talking about Bobby Azarian, a little tribute to him, Luann's iconic Jill release, and Bethany's constant one-upping. Let's get into it right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Praying to Bobby Azarian. Paying a little tribute to Bobby Azarian. Rest in peace. It is Thursday. No, it's not Thursday. It's Wednesday. Yes. It's our new time.
Yes.
I'm telling you, I'm all over the place. Welcome to AfterBuzz's Real Housewives of New York City After Show. I'm Leanne Castillo, your host. And I'm here with my full panel. We are back.
Yay. We are back on a Wednesday. You're right. New schedule. Ronnie Jr. Hello, hello.
Hey, guys. Chelsea Stark-Jones. Very happy. Very excited.
Yes, we're very excited to be here on this Wednesday evening. It's a very hot and humid Los Angeles night, but we have lots to talk about, lots to get into. It was a crazy episode. It was emotional. It started out with Bobby Azarian. We open up with Bobby. We know that he passed away. Ramona tells us about Bobby. She tells us about Jill. Her and Dorinda are on the way. It's a very somber, somber tone. We love Bobby. So we expected the montages, you know, wanted to see
good flashbacks.
Yeah, we wanted to see them, and they definitely delivered. They delivered. How do we feel about Bobby? It was nice to see him, wasn't it?
It was really, I cried. It was such a touching moment. Yeah. Just to see everyone rally behind her and put aside whatever petty differences that they had between one another in the past. And just to honor a great man, it hit close to home for me, for sure.
Yeah, totally.
I dug the flashbacks. I mean, we always say on this show how Housewives always does the best flashbacks, but usually they're done almost to showcase somebody being drunk or something really like nutty falling in a bush or something like that. But this one was done so heartfelt, and it opened up my heart to, like, you know, you just couldn't wait to see that interaction with, you know, how is Bethany going to approach Jill? Obviously, we know from the trailer, but it put us there. It was nice.
Absolutely. It was a very interesting way to open up the show. We have lots to talk about. Obviously, we're going to really dive deep. We have lots to discuss. I have some news and gossip that's going to be incredible.
Oh,
I am back from New York, so you know I have some photos, some stories.
Did you come back with the apple? Are we going to see you next season?
I know,
let's
man.
Just say...
Ooh. That's what we've been hoping for.
Let's just say I pulled the Luann and almost went to prison.
So no, she didn't.
So you might want to stick around because our news and gossip section is going to be filled with good stuff.
Of course. And we'll do our shout outs too.
Of course.
Our fan base is growing. Yeah.
Always shouting out the Twitter sphere. And we appreciate you guys listening to us on iTunes. Always download us on Wednesday nights. Download Maria's podcast on Fridays. We're just going to go and we're just going to get into it. We talk about Bethany showing up. So we see her arriving. And just like Ronnie said, we were figuring out, how is she going to go into this? Immediately she brings up that she flew in on a private plane from Puerto Rico.
From Aspen.
Oh, from Aspen.
Yeah, it was a little unnecessary. I didn't know.
Oh, you guys felt the gloat with that?
I mean, why did we need to know you chartered a private
plane? What's funny, I didn't get bummed by it, but because I now know you guys so well, I did like hear it like, unnecessary, but it also didn't bother me, but it was unnecessary.
There was a lot of unnecessary things.
Why do we care? You got there. That's all we need to know.
It's like, we didn't need that light flex. Like, it's fine. Yeah.
Well, you know what? Even if Bethany didn't want to make it about her, which is completely impossible because she did the entire episode, we have plenty of examples to talk about it. Even Jill, the first thing she said to her was, I just want to tell you I'm proud of you. And I'm like, Jill, can we just talk about your husband for like 5 seconds, please? Without talking about you and Bethany's history or the cameras or Housewives, can we just talk about Bobby, please?
Well, I think she knew how close Bobby and her were. And so it was very nice for Bethany to show up in that regard. And so I think that's kind of why she made it about Bethany in that sense, because of their falling out and because Bobby really had, you know, affection for Bethany. But yeah, I mean, everything always seems to be tied back to her in whatever capacity, whether it's her doing it or someone else doing it. Like, the attention always gets drawn back to her, and it does get a little bit exhausting.
It does. Even when they did talk about, you know, their little history, the montage that they showed wasn't really adding up. They're like, Bobby loved you, showcasing a montage where they talk about Bethany's vagina as a vase.
I know.
That was like slightly inappropriate.
Yeah, very inappropriate.
I know.
Jill loved it though, so I guess it's okay, right?
Maybe it just spoke to, like, you know, I should have listened to the advice and make a reconciliation with her. That maybe is why she led with all that success and then gradually talked about the issues within Bobby. But the thing that got me the most were just like differentiating the what was more of a connection by being a viewer and seeing Jill talk to Bethany. For me, I couldn't understand, even in my own heart, I'm like, were the tears more sad or were the laughs more vibrant? Because you knew how those laughs felt. Like when you lose a best friend and you wait all these years and have to get back with them in a really tough situation, when you're able to laugh with that friend again, oh, it feels so, so good. So I was kind of torn between really liking that scene off the tears part of it, but then also very much of like them going back to that special place, which we knew and loved.
I personally couldn't even have time to think of anything because I was so thrown off by Bethany. Bethany asking for gift bags. Where are the gift bags?
That was tacky.
I'm like, girl, come on. Like, we're grieving here.
That was
shot number two for Bethany with you, huh?
I didn't appreciate it. No, that was like three or four. He's
loading up.
She's done, you guys.
But I do have to say, speaking to Ronnie's point a little bit, piggybacking off that, you know, there's so many cases where we look at the Housewives and we see this as kind of like a overly glorified show or just trashy reality TV. But to me, seeing Jill and Bethany reconnect is just another way that they kind of give us life lessons that we're not really, you know, expecting, where it's like, life is too short. You can't wait for a moment like a funeral to reconnect with someone that was so close and dear to your heart. So that to me was something that I took out of it, as much as, you know, Bethany was kind of, you know,
yeah, I was going to say, it's beautiful if it actually plays out that way.
Yeah, but it's nice. It's nice.
And
it's,
it also it makes you be aware of what you're saying here, now, and today.
Yeah.
Meaning, like, you know, understand that what is going to happen could lead to a 7-year gap. Or, I'm sorry, was it 6 years?
Six-year gap
on accident. And then you guys are both stuck in this weird situation. So they really have to ask and identify, where are these problems that really worth the while to lead us to today. So, but it was emotional, and everyone seemed to have some type of opinion of it. You know, even Luann feeling really sad that she couldn't be there because of her own hiccup. You know, I got a little emotional of that part as well.
Absolutely. It feels like everybody's gravitating towards Bethany because everyone's calling her, letting her know what's going on. You know, Sonia's calling her from Aspen. Luann's calling her from rehab, letting her know, you're right. You know, I feel horrible that I'm not there, but you know what? This is good for me. And I've been through a lot, and I've humbled. I spent New Year's Eve by myself. And, you know, all of this was going on, and I noticed Bethany has a new driver, because last episode, it wasn't this white guy.
It was Kevin before.
Where he at? Maybe he's on vacation.
I was going to say, maybe he's a temp. But the point is, Luann was raw, and she was letting it all out, which was beautiful. And we're going to get into Luann a little bit more. But before we do, let's talk about some commercials really, really quickly. Did anybody notice the Coupon Cabin commercial with Tinsley, Carol, and Dorinda right after the first commercial
break?
Was this
the elevator one, or when they all walk into the
room? I've seen that one, yeah.
I
thought you were going to talk about the Bethany and
the skinny girl thing?
Kyle. I thought you were talking about that commercial.
No, I'm talking about
Scott's
Company.
I've seen that one.
Coupon Cabin, Tinsley, Carol, and Dorinda sitting around
a couch or something.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, that one's weird. They're all weird, whatever.
They're all very weird. Go ahead, Ronnie.
I totally thought, you know, I just don't want to jump across this. I thought the Bethany Kyle one was more weird than any of them, though.
Seen that one.
Oh, because
I think I've seen part of it. I have seen part of it.
And I understand Bethany's image is trying to be a little softer, I guess maybe is the play. But the way she does it is like she comes off like as a scarecrow, like trying to be overly friendly to Kyle. It's just watch it next time and tell me if you think it was equally weird, Bethany's new image or portrayal of what
her trying to be friendly.
What she would think is nice. But I don't know. It was funny to me, so I thought you guys might have saw it, but we'll talk about that in future. AfterBuzzers, though, we do want to let you know here about this network, AfterBuzz TV, that we produce nearly all of your favorite reality shows and dramas and sci-fis, as far as doing a recap and after show, which is a lot of fun. That's how you get us here this three fabulous panel here what on up? A Wednesday. Yeah, what up? And there's no other network that's going to work as hard as we do to serve you in this regard. But here's where we're going to need your help. We're going to ask you to please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. So we don't just have the one you're watching now, which is YouTube, the AfterBuzz for reality shows. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've got drama, sci-fi, competition, tons of other stuff.
Totally.
Now, there's a ton of things that are going to be beneficial for you, so it's going to cater to specific content that you already like. It's going to go directly to you, so you're basically going to know what's going on as far as notifications. It's going to bring you your favorite after shows, so you don't have to go seek them out, which I know a lot of times, I love podcasts, you guys. I think I was talking to Leon about some Sirius XM shows, and it's like, I'm always like excited about it, but I waste a little bit of my time going
to
go
find what
them,
you want. Yeah,
which difficult. Is BS. So do it the way I tell you and you guys will be set. And lastly, it suggests content from other channels or podcasts that might interest you, which is basically what I was saying. So subscribing to AfterBuzz channels is really fantastic. Subscribe to our channels is also going to help you discover the shows that we also love, not just on Housewives of New York. I do RuPaul's Drag Race. He is like all things Real Housewives of every city.
Of course, Queer Eyes as well.
OC is coming up.
We've got on the reality channel, we've got Jersey Shore, which is done by Kevin Undergaro. We have the Pose After Show, which is a new FX
Southern
drama,
Charmed.
Southern Charm. So all of that stuff you're going to get when you subscribe. The last thing I wanted to tell you, if you're worried about those pesky notifications, please don't be. They are optional, so you could take care of yourself in that regard. It's easy. Please hit subscribe button now for an even easier version of AfterBuzz's full-time experience. And if you let us know in the comments, we're going to shout you out on the air. So if that is something you were seeking, we got your back. And thank you for being the best fans. We are promising to continue and to serve you. And a great example of that is how we did Thursday's show. And you guys said, no. We want it on Wednesday. So we changed
and you got it.
And we changed it to Wednesday.
And you got it.
Give the people
yes.
what they want.
So exactly. Just wanted to relay those notes to you real quick before we talk about the rest.
And thanks for watching, like the Stacey Squad. Thanks for joining us. Yes, we love you guys on the live stream. And if you're listening to us on iTunes, thank you so much. I hope my voice is sexy.
Oh, no.
So let's move on to...
Did you see last week we did an imitation of you?
Yes, I totally saw that.
What thoughts? 1 through 10.
I like Chelsea's impression.
I've tried so hard, though.
I think he's just shading you.
I think so, too. I tried so hard because I know his manners. Forget it. Go.
Can someone tell me what a hammam is? Okay. Hammam? Okay, spas, Korean spas. Look, we all have names for them. And yeah, we all relax at them. You know, they're fun. But a hammam? I don't know what that word is.
No idea what it is. But she said that it's a steam room, correct? So it's like really hot. Room.
It didn't look like it was in my financial
thing.
Bracket to understand.
Yeah,
so I was like... Okay, must be
I'm like, honey,
nice.
The steam rooms
it kills
I go to.
Me, though,
there are
for
happy
them
endings.
To be
thanks.
In full face and makeup in a steam room.
Good point.
Like, really angered me. It's like, I hate when girls go to the gym with full face and, like, makeup done and you're sweating. Like, when you're in a steam room and you sweat, that makeup seeps into your pores and you have bad skin and it's not good. So I just,
well,
that,
at least,
I got angry.
At least they were actually naked. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, at least they have that going for them. But
you can tell they're really good friends. They're recapping about Bethany. They're laughing about Bethany. They even brought up the hug. She's like, yeah, she tried to hug me. They're just, like, clearly way better friends than her and Bethany. Bethany, they've moved on. We're accepting of it, you know.
And it brings out the best of Tinsley, too.
Yeah.
Like, it does work for both of them, really.
Yeah. Exactly. Carol's showing Tinsley her vagina. It works perfectly.
That's what good friends do.
Exactly. I mean, if you haven't seen each other's private parts, what are we doing
here? Are
you
even
know?
Real friends?
Oh, my gosh, you too. The views of this panel are not reflected.
I'm just loving Carol right now because only because she's really giving it to Bethany. She's shading her, and for good reason, you know, because during the season when you're filming and you're being shady, like, you don't really know how it's going to turn out. And, you know, something that Tamara said on the OC, like, you can't edit what you don't say.
Yeah.
But I feel like Carol knew deep down inside that Bethany was going to be totally shady after the season wrapped, and she has been. So I'm really glad that she said a couple things that are lining up now.
I think that Carol's just tired of the cycle of the relationship. Like she was mentioning, you know, an issue happens, we talk about, resolve it, we start clear. And like she kept saying that. So obviously there's a cycle. So now she's at a point where she just doesn't have any expectations anymore. Yeah. And you get like that with some of your friends where it's like, okay, I know what kind of friend this person is to me and I can't expect anymore because I'm just going to get upset with it. So I think that's where she is with Bethany, where she realizes, you know, I kind of have to set the bar low with her. Because she's not as good of a friend to me as I've been to her, and that's how she feels.
And friendships do distance, so it's not like this big knock that we have to give on Carol for, you know, making a change.
Yeah.
It's just things get, you know, further in distance. But one thing about how you said about the editing, I think why it worked out in Carol's advantage is she's been consistent. So as you're saying, like, you actually don't know how it's going to work because the edit may be something completely different, but it won't be... Even though it could have been manipulated, if you consistently come with your point of view, and that seems like that is what she's doing, that's why she's sort of winning in this.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I still feel bad for Bethany on some levels because I, you know, I always feel for the underdog in some way. But
I mean, Bethany's no underdog.
Yeah, she's no underdog.
I will say, like, I do feel bad seeing them hug it out at that restaurant and kind of knowing where they stand now. It does kind of sting a little bit to see that it's not
Bethany
really
knew.
Working out. But I mean,
Didn't we talk?
She's like, you always hugged me.
But we talked about that last week. I don't really like a good hug out. Meaning, if I got an issue with somebody, like it could be like stagnant and let it be, and then let it regrow to the way that it used to be. I don't really believe in a good hug out, and then all of a sudden, like,
it depends on the person.
It depends on the friendship. And I feel like you could tell the vibe. Like, if
you know,
the vibe
a hug
was
out, yeah.
The vibe was tense. Why hug it out? Obviously, it's not resolved.
I mean, but if it's forced, like you know, when you're younger
forced.
And like you got. In trouble with like your family
well,
members, your siblings, and they're like, you have to hug, like, or kiss each other. And you're like, I don't want to. Like, that's like kind of how it.
And
was,
you know,
right?
It started out kind of normal. Like, Bethany came in being herself, like, I had 47 tequilas and blah, blah, blah. And Carol was like, yeah, she's hungover. Get her like a vodka. Throw in a little bit of shade. So I thought it was honestly going to end up like being different. But, you know, Carol's just not, she's not with Bethany's vibes. And Bethany is setting herself up. By being a pit bull and then saying things like, well, you know me, I'm just so honest.
Well, I mean, she's
no,
just being two-faced.
Actually, you're
like
not.
You guys are saying, like, Carol's very consistent, both in her confessionals and face-to-face. Bethany is very two-faced with it. Like, the jabs that she's making at Carol and stuff like that. Like,
and the facts.
Yeah, and the facts.
The facts are not there.
I can't wait for the reunion.
I was going to say, do you feel like in the reunion, because I have this weird feeling that in the reunion, they don't have to become as close as they used to be, but I just have this feeling they're going to put it away and just have some type of...
I think they're
going to
go at it.
No.
Oh, really?
They're
going
to
go
at it.
Did you not read Carol's blog?
No, yes. I know. Okay. then, you know, I am just... Usually, I'm kind of pissy and mean sometimes, but for some reason, I have so much hope alive.
Maybe they'll resolve it, but it's going to be...
So.
They're going to dig pretty deep.
Yeah, Carol has been really going after Bethany now in the blogs because she's been seeing everything that Bethany's been barking out.
Exactly it, yeah.
Well, we have plenty of chances to talk about Bethany because she has been out of control this whole episode. But for now, let's talk about Ramona. She is busy as always, renovating in Southampton, which is where I just came from. Oh, a little tease for news and gossip later. Yes, I was in the Hamptons. I was in Sag Harbor.
So fancy.
I went to all of Luann's favorite places.
I was going to say, you can't be that close and not do it.
You might want to stick around. I'm telling you, it's getting good. But you know, it's also good. Dale showing up to Tinsley and really just rocking her world, showing up, throwing all sorts of digs. Your eggs are dying, honey. Would it kill you? Would it kill you?
I loved it.
Oh, it was
like,
great.
It reminds me of like my relationship with my mom. Like so many women have that relationship with their mother where it's like they just like to freaking poke you until you can't anymore. And that was great.
It's making Tinsley more fun to watch, too.
Yeah, very likable.
Even though she speaks to this spoiled character consistently, like some of the, you know, what is it, the first world problems that she has, it sometimes gets you. But I don't know. I will say that this episode, I was a little bit more okay with seeing a lot of Dale with Tinsley and them kind of giving it back to each other.
Dale is fabulous.
She is amazing. And I loved when she told Scott that, you know, well, you may have time, she doesn't.
Jump ship while on a boat. Yes.
I thought that was great. Like, I would have laughed if I were Tinsley.
Dale
like, that's
is...
hilarious.
No, that was good. And the way she rolled it out, I was like, yeah.
Like,
she's
that's
full
actually
steam.
Pretty funny. And she's true. It's true, too. It's true. Like, Scott's mom can't be like, take your time, blah, 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 when you're with a 38-year-old woman. Like, you can't take your time. Sorry.
Well, Dale, she is on full steam with or without Scott. she reveals that she told Scott and her mom and his mom, you know, well, yeah, you got to jump ship if you're not going to get on the train, you know. But it revealed to me that entire episode that the apple just doesn't fall
too far
from the tree. Mm-hmm. Because her mom was definitely the crazy man in that situation. Tinsley was like, I can't believe you just did that. And then she's like, let's go look for wedding dresses.
It
and
just
she's
got
like,
worse.
Yes, let's do that. Yeah, so I'm like, what is going on? You guys are crazy.
That's why I was like, how are you mad at her for saying that about, you know, needing to get you pregnant, but pressure. You're okay to go try on wedding dresses and you're
proposed.
Not even engaged? Like, no. And that is such bad luck. I'm sorry. That made me mad.
You said they're, that when you were watching,
gonna
yeah.
They're going to break up. It's not going to work because she tried on those dresses.
Oh, those are big words.
Is Ladies
it,
and gentlemen.
I didn't know it was bad luck, but I guess I could assume it was.
It's tacky,
yes,
too.
Let us know in the comments, please. Let us know if you agree with Chelsea. Is it bad luck to try on a wedding dress?
It might have been. I kind of don't remember hearing it, but when you said it, it like struck a chord.
If no one has proposed to you, let's just...
And that's to say they've already done, with the Topper wedding, did they do the most too? You know, they kind of ran the whole thing.
And shouldn't you know, like, when you're marrying someone, granted I've never been married, but when you marry someone, you're not just like... filling in the groom. Like, it's not like,
well, that's what I'm saying.
I'll marry anybody.
That's what they did with Topper. And I'm kind of like,
show up 6 p.m., be there.
You would think the second time they'd approach it differently. You know, she's no spring chicken, you know?
Yeah. Pushing 40.
Well, in between all of this, Carol has a deadline for Cosmo magazine, and she hasn't spoken to Adam in 2 months, or she hasn't seen him in 2 months, which was kind of crazy, just because they didn't really allude throughout the season that, oh, by the way, I've stopped speaking to Adam. They had broken up, but for some reason, he was still popping up on TV.
Well, what was the last thing we heard was that she said...
The opportunist thing.
No, he started seeing somebody.
Oh, yeah, he told Carol that he was
seeing
someone.
And that's when she was ordering those, like, funny eggs and stuff like that.
And he is an opportunist. He's seeing another reality person.
Oh, is he? Currently?
No, it's just that was fake news and gossip. I was going to put him in the summer house. But that's how news and gossip goes.
Fake news.
Sometimes it just goes. And if this is why I did it, because if Adam is an opportunist, he'll try to spin that, and then he'll try to end up on summer house.
I mean, I don't think he's an opportunist, but I mean, it says a lot. It says a lot for their breakup that they haven't seen or spoken to each other for 2 months. Like, that's... It's a long time.
It's a long time.
When you've been with someone for a really long time.
But you know,
time.
That means it's a real breakup. They have really broken up. They're not banging. They're not friends with benefits. Like Bethany said, she did have a point when she was talking and spilling all that
nonsense. Having coffee anymore,
They've been a lot of things. They've been friends with benefits. They're doggy parents. They're co-parenting. You're right. Carol did say a bunch of that stuff. But it was crazy to find out they haven't spoken for 2 months. That means they're really, really on a breakup.
She's
so
serious.
That's fine.
I mean, yeah. When you start seeing someone else, you kind of have to stop, right? Yeah.
Calling everybody up, letting you know I'm back with my boo. So we go back to Tinsley. Now they're calling the doctor, and they see pictures of their ex. She starts crying. The mom starts crying. I'm telling you, it was the champagne and the craziness and the cuckoo-ness all wrapped up in a one.
I loved watching it with you, too, because both of your reactions were priceless.
What do we look like?
Well, you were just like...
I was shaking my head.
And then Liam was like...
That's worse than a side eye. That's a swivel, baby.
I was thinking, these ladies are absolutely crazy.
And she did the noise almost similar to when Scott showed up at her door.
Yeah.
She did it in public.
That was pretty good.
Let's just say, Tinsley is not a good crier. We just need to...
She got it from her mom. The apple doesn't fire, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're insane. And, she was calling to basically talk about the eggs, but she masked it with, I'm just calling to give you my credit card information so you can keep my eggs on ice. Girl, please.
Well, my mom's sitting next to me, so obviously I'm using my mom's credit card.
I know, and must be nice if your biggest worry is that your mom knows about the bill that she's going to pay, and that's like...
And she was trying to act like she wasn't going to pay.
I'll
take care of this bill.
Like, there is real problems out there,
like,
people.
Like, you know, you already took care of that bill. Calm down. Like, stop playing around. Bethany comes over with skinny jeans, and Sonia reveals she has new shoes. They were cute, but they were barely acknowledged, just like the Nutcracker. Bethany... strikes again.
Oh God, he's not gonna let her go.
I mean,
what would you tell her if you saw her right now in an interview with Leanne and Bethany? How does that go?
I would be like, Bethany, you used to be fun. But now you're just, it's not fun anymore. It's nagging. You're the victim. I don't get
it. The only thing is they could edit it in a way where, like, she probably asked Sonia 100 times about her product, but the way it could be edited, I'm just giving an example.
You know what? Sorry, I don't want to cut you off.
No, fine. You're fine.
But Dorinda did say something about Bethany being edited very favorably this season.
So it was probably worse?
I'm not giving Bethany any passes because the women.
This is what I love about this panel because you give a good perspective.
The women on the show think that she's been edited to be put in a very positive light. So that's just, I don't know. But she did kind of, you know, Sonia's...
I mean, she did say they were amazing.
Well, you know what I liked is when Sonia was like, you know, I do my entrepreneur things, you know, for creative, like for my creative outlet and blah, blah, blah. And you can kind of see Bethany's like, bitch, please. Like, really? Like,
exactly.
Okay, that's cute.
Like, it's true.
It was.
She was thinking, what are you talking about? And then she was like, well, I have my shoes. And she's like, oh, are these it?
Anyways, I just came from Jill's. Like, yeah, it was very...
Yeah, it was crazy. She's like, oh my God, these are my shoes. Those are it? Wow, those are amazing.
Yeah, Bethany might have this domination issue, because now going off what you're saying, if your friend says, oh, I'm doing this for a creative outlet, it might not even be... I mean, it might be a cover-up for who in their right mind is going to go up against Bethany and say, hey, Bethany, you and your millions of businesses, I'm starting my cup line. Like, you have to sort of humble yourself. So I liked the way that...
No, you don't have to humble yourself.
You don't have to
humble
yourself. No, I know you don't have to, but I'm saying I think
there's
that's...
room for everybody.
No, I'm saying I think that's what Sonia did. I think
she's intimidated by her.
Exactly. She's been cussed out before by Bethany. She mentioned she was going to do a line, a tipsy girl line. Granted, it's like really close to home. But still, like, I said this two episodes ago, like, Bethany annihilated Sonia. That's the reason that Bethany's being so nice now, coming over her house, giving her advice about her real estate, giving her jeans.
Well,
like,
I mean, she felt bad. She felt bad. And like, even speaking to Ramona's point, when she went off on her with the dog in the street, like, she does not support other women. And then, especially when they're your friend. Like, I don't know. Like, I would have asked maybe more questions or been a little bit more intrigued by the shoe line or whatever.
It was just a little too much, and it just has to go back to Bethany. Has to go back to Bethany, and she just has to reveal, well, I've been with Jill, and there's no cameras around, there was no girls around, and it was just beautiful. It was about me and her. I'm sorry, like, it just, I don't know.
You're not buying that?
Would you have rather see it on camera, like Jill, and like, just so you could visually
see
it?
No, because the thing about Jill is, okay, I love Jill, and there's no disrespect towards Jill or Bobby's death or anything. I'm just talking about Jill in general. It's too much. It's too desperado. It's too thirsty. You know what I mean? She Snapchatted and Instagrammed on the way to the funeral.
Oh, really?
In the limo.
What context? Like, crying or?
No, she was like, we're on our way to the funeral. We're burying Bobby today.
And everyone grieves different, but you should have other things going on.
It's just too much. It's weird.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I don't know. To me, it's just like, if I was, okay, let me just put it to you this perspective. If I was in the car on the way to someone's funeral or my family's funeral, someone in my family, and I was in a car with my family, and I pulled my phone out, and I spoke to the internet on the phone, my family, I wouldn't be able to get the sentence out before something would hit me in the face.
Yeah, it's not.
And that's
like,
to
put
say,
the phone down,
that's
Jill.
To say you're already compromising not the death, but you're compromising your privacy by doing a reality, you know, program. So at the very least, yes, you should at least make that drive with your people, maybe play a song that, you know, he liked.
Why don't you just
and
be
cherish
your daughter?
The moment. Yeah, so I think that's
you're not like, you're not on a reality show. You're not Bethany. Like, Bethany has to pull out her camera phone when there's no camera crew around. Like, she had that poor assistant follow her around her apartment when she was crying. Like, Bethany's insane. You're not Bethany. So to me, it just felt so out of character. When Bethany does that, we all roll our eyes and go, you're insane.
Yeah.
So I just felt really bad for Jill, and I wanted to just be there for Jill. But then when all this stuff started, you just keep talking about Bethany and your guys' problem. I understand this is what Bravo is showing us. I just feel like,
I think it's also very, I will say this, I do think it's also very one-sided because Bethany is the actual one currently on the show.
She's narrating the experience,
So that's why it seems like it's very Bethany-heavy because we don't get to hear Jill's side because she's no longer on the show.
Yeah. And I call people thirsty all the time because I'm very critical of said thirst. So I like what you were saying about
thirst.
I like what you were saying about that. What I'm wondering, and I even hate to say, like, put this emotion, do you think by having this huge loss of Bobby out of her life, that when they started talking to her and she started getting wind that the camera crew is going to be there, we're going to have a big Bethany moment. Do you think that is that where the thirst starts to come in, because she's lost something? Yes. And she wants to be on the next season.
It's her ticket back in.
Yeah, because for the void.
And honestly, how could they not let her back in after all this? I might regret that in the morning.
I feel bad talking like this about her.
No, like, but honestly,
we can't feel bad because it's so emotional.
It's on TV.
And no, but like you said, and she's like,
the one publicizing.
Hey bitches,
yeah.
Honestly, going to the funeral. Someone even, like, I'm seeing it in the chat right now. Like, someone is talking about, like, her putting it on Snapchat and Instagram.
It's tacky. It's not tasteful.
It's a lot. It's a lot. Yeah. Like, honestly, like I said in the beginning, I'm trying to be there and just be supportive and stuff. But when you do stuff like that, it throws me off. You know, I'm here to comment. I'm here to keep it real. And with that, let me just say, like, Bethany, once you're off that island, you're just not back on. Like, Bethany is like, you know, I went to her house and I was there and I told Bryn to wave at the pictures and I was just like, be really sweet to her. But at the end, we're just leaving it where it is because I don't want to, you know, doesn't matter. We're not jumping back in.
What she said, though, also, like, even furthering it with Ramona, where she's like, I have no more anger anymore. Like, Ramona hates me and whatever. She doesn't actually realize what she's doing that's wrong in her relationship with Ramona.
She's the one doing wrong.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, Ramona kind of takes, you know, digs at you or whatever, but you also take a lot of digs at her and try to break her down, but she doesn't realize that. She only thinks, like, Ramona's just trying to, you know, F me sideways. Like, she doesn't realize that she's doing wrong in this relationship, too. And, yeah, I think it's just, I don't want to say she plays the victim, but she just doesn't acknowledge the fact that she hurts anybody else. Like, you know?
Yeah, and I just, like, what is so, like, Bethany, I understand you're successful. You've worked incredibly hard to get where you are, but, like, you're not on a different realm. At the end of the day, you're still a human being. I think Puerto Rico tells that about you. Like, we're all the same. We all need help at the end of the day. We all go through stuff. For me to hear from you that you were just at her house and you wanted to be there for her, but with an arm's length, by saying, I do want to be there for you, but I just want to let you know, like, if you call me for lunch, I don't want to jump back in. I want to leave it where it is.
I don't necessarily want to crap on Bethany because we've all had great opinions right now. But one thing I will say that is a little discouraging about all that is if she does say, I wanted an arm's length, it is a little weird and almost more self-fulfilling that it was like, I'm going to go and be there for her. But the real get was that I think she wanted Jill to experience, this is the daughter. This is sort of a thing that a lot of people didn't think Bethany was going to be able to, you know, produce to some degree. And it was almost like showing off your child. So it was
showing off in general. Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah, true. But by way of like, oh, I'm going to be there for you. But the real get is I need you to see. I need you to see that. Yeah, or no, but not even well in life.
I wouldn't be able to.
But beyond the career, beyond Puerto Rico, look at this. This thing who you were privy of knowing me before all of this. This is the most important thing. It's me and Bryn. And I think she utilized that in a weird way. I don't know. I shouldn't even talk about
it. And that's it. We're never going to see her again. Like, we're not going to have lunch because I want to leave it where it is. See where I think it's weird?
I'm actually really, like, bugged out. I wasn't until now.
It's just weird. Like, you can hang out with whoever you want to hang out. I'm not saying that Bethany's a bad person because she doesn't want to hang out with Jill. She can do whatever she wants. She's a grown woman. I just think it's weird for you to be so superior to be like, I just want to let you know, Chelsea, you know, I just want to leave it where it is. Like, what if she wants to leave it where it is? How do you know she wants to be your best friend? She does want to be your best friend.
I thought, though, correct me if I'm wrong, I thought, though, that she said, you know, she's not going to be the one to, like, extend the olive branch, but if Jill were to invite her out, she would text back and respond.
But she's just saying, like, as far as jumping back in, I've been burned, so I don't want to do that.
I mean, I don't know. I kind of, that's fair.
Yeah, it is fair. But, you know, let's go back to what we talked about the first hour of the show when we talked about pettiness, when we talked about someone that just died. And we're over here talking about we're not going to be your friend because you were on a Housewives reality show and you got dramatic with me and said, I don't want to be your friend anymore.
Yeah.
You guys, come on. It's a freaking reality show. Someone died. Like, let's just be friends with each other. Yeah. You know, we've gone to jail and now we're going to get a gym body out of it. The girls are at Con Body.
That seems so cool.
Getting a workout and getting their own mugshot. Let's just talk about that for a quick second.
You mean Tinsley and her, you know, pierced duck lips? Yeah.
Tinsley looks so scary in her mugshot.
Both of them.
She had like half eyebrows.
Wait, which one? The
first one.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't like her like side pose in the other one. I like the braids, yeah. But she's doing too much. She's doing too much. She didn't need it. Gosh. No, that seems like a really cool workout. Like
it does seem like a cool workout. Oh, I would totally do it.
Yeah, I would too. I thought that was fun. I thought it was cute to see.
And they were
together.
All together having a good time. Yeah, like even we talk about like Bethany and Carol, like they're all existing together with no issue.
Yeah, there was no arguing. There's no nothing.
Well, it wasn't a confessional. Bethany's like, "Don't tell me what to do." I'm like, you're at a workout class and someone is coaching you.
I mean, I do understand. Sometimes you just don't feel like being yelled at.
And she was just saying, this is not my kind of workout.
Yeah, sometimes you're not really good at boot camps.
We can't make everything that Bethany says is a bad thing. That was just...
Well, you know what? She doesn't like fax machines either. I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. All the daggers have been thrown today.
That was so funny. Actually, I'm going to give Bethany the funny moment of the night, which is when she talked about the dinosaurs and the fax machines.
That was hilarious.
Freaking hilarious.
That was hilarious.
Let's get into news and gossip. Because we have lots to talk about. News and gossip. Let's just start off with what we were talking about. The girls go to Conbody, and let's just talk about a specific photo that the Bravo production team just conjured up. They were like, well, we have all these fake mugshots. Let's throw in Luann's real one. How wrong are they?
They couldn't leave her out of it. I love it. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't feel bad for Luann and what she is going through with this arrest and stuff.
I'm so sorry. There's a part of me that believes Luann enjoys stuff like this.
Well, this is so creative.
Like this doesn't make her feel embarrassed or whatever. She's like, when we watch this, we see a different thing. When Luann sees that, she sees herself as the grand dame.
Yeah, she's
this
in
show.
The middle. She's got the biggest photo. Imagine the PA that gets to put that together.
No, what she's saying is, honey, look at that now, but I am dusting myself off and I'm back, baby. I have sold out shows. Yeah. I've lost weight. I've been to prison. I've been traveling.
She got street cred.
And yeah, let's move on to the next
thing.
What's
she Instagram the other
day? I've been traveling. I went to Luann's house, you guys.
Oh, the actual. Now that's a surprise because we talked throughout the week, but you didn't tell us this.
I actually went to Luann's house. I didn't trespass. I didn't get out of the car.
You didn't knock on the door.
Just in case any fans are going to be like, Luann, he's crazy. This is from my Insta story.
I have tequila.
At Hollywood Leanne. Follow my shenanigans. I put, hi, Luann, come outside. I have tequila. Okay, we're leaving. Don't call the cops.
Oh my God, mad stalkery.
Because I was literally like where the car is, her gate is literally like 2 feet from me. The house is so close to the street. It looks lengthy.
Did it look like anyone was there?
No, she was not home. My friend was like, she's not home. And I'm like, you're just telling me that because you want me to get out of the car. She was like, no, really, she's not home. She drives a sports car and she's not home. That Range Rover is always there. And 2 hours later on Luann's Instagram story, we saw her washing her car, her little sports car. So she wasn't home.
Okay.
Good thing, I guess.
Yes! I could have gone to prison and I would have had a better story for stalking Luann. So yeah, like I went to Sag Harbor. I went to where Andy filmed that little special in her yard. It was amazing.
Great special too, yeah.
I rolled down the window and smelled the Hamptons air. I could smell Ramona's property. I saw Bethany's house.
Oh,
off the freeway?
Off the highway because I drove on the highway and her house is on the highway.
Was it nice?
Yeah, yeah, it was cute. It was there was some trees to like, you know, cover that it was there, but yeah. I went with a very, very knowledgeable tour guide.
Oh,
a fellow stalker that we might have on the show.
Oh, no.
Let's get into the best.
What's worse than one stalker, but two?
I know, right?
On two different coasts. Oh, damn.
Let's get into the best part of the episode. Luann being released from jail. You guys,
from
I'm sorry.
Rehab.
Oh my God, from rehab. And let me just say, a true icon walking out of rehab with sunglasses on, with a smile. I mean, did you just have a Coke and a full breakfast? Because, girl, you are happy.
I mean, I
she had a little pep in her step. She looked amazing.
And even the way they rolled it out, it was like, the shot, three or four shots exterior, the wind was like breezy.
Exactly.
The seagulls were like in bliss, and then doors just come open. Yeah, it was that.
Thing. Oh, Bravo. You just make it so good. Oh, Luann is such an icon, and we've been waiting. You know, Ronnie and Chelsea talked about this last episode. I watched, and they were just like, this is what we've been waiting for. We have been waiting for Luann, this scandal. I mean, something that I couldn't talk about because I wasn't here with you guys. How did they get this footage? Like the footage of her in the car and everything.
It was released. The police get to. That's like public. Like
that's crazy.
Public domain.
So if I like do something crazy and I misbehave, like yeah, it's public domain.
It could be published. Yeah. I mean,
scary.
The most interesting thing about it was that we had already known what was going to happen, but yet when it aired, it did still sneak up on us, you know. Yeah. So that's what made this footage so
well. They did
believable
in a good way with like her before she left for Florida, like the whole setup of 2018 is gonna be a great year for me and like everything like that, and then you know 48 hours later. But yeah, I don't know. I don't feel for her in the way that if this were anybody else, like this situation could have been much, much worse. Like, you know, it kind of is a little bit white privilege-y to me, like the way that they're handling it and the way that she's discussing it. Like it, so it's kind of, and even more so, like
we're not getting the knocked down moment. We're just getting this picked up moment.
Yeah,
that is not going to be as privy. Classism too, maybe.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, anyone sneak out of their handcuffs and get out of their car and kick a cop, like. They're not going to get treated the way that she
totally
got treated.
Not. Totally
well,
not.
They lightly talked about that to the
guys. The guy
and
was
luckily
like,
everyone made a joke about it and kept it light, but
oh my
still.
God.
The guy was
that
like,
was
she black?
So funny.
Yeah, no, I know. So
is she darker?
During Halloween, she was.
That was a good joke.
Oh, Diana
but
Ross.
No, it's true to me where it's just like I just don't feel bad for her.
The thing about Luann is, like, I totally understand what you're saying, but since we are dealing with what we're just getting and we're seeing it on TV, I think it's amazing to see someone go so low and come up high. So that's the lesson, is that you can always come out of the darkness. Even if you hit rock bottom, you can shake yourself off, dust yourself off. Who cares if everybody saw you fall? Guess what?
Yeah, all in all, it
you
is,
fall too.
It's about that selling point for the show. It does make the show what you've seen.
Yeah.
It makes that a little more intriguing.
And
Luann
is a success story now.
You know, yeah, I'm not taking away from her the fact that she is kind of, you know, rebranding herself and getting herself out of that hole. But it's just like,
and she's still sober.
I don't feel bad for her because this situation has happened to other people of color, and it doesn't, you know, look as pretty as this.
And she put herself in that situation. She has no one to
blame but
herself.
It was a very much inflicted, you know, self-inflicted wound.
Yeah, any situation like that, I get down upon because you never know where it could go.
Yeah.
It could have went
it
very
been
violent,
really bad,
very
but,
bad. So you're right. Like what you're saying, we shouldn't like make it light.
Yep. Yeah. Well, let's talk about some predictions and talk about what these women are going to be doing the rest of the season. Other than laughing at Luann. They were like laughing so hard about her getting out of the cuffs and everything. I'm like, everyone relax.
Oh,
so what are we predicting? What are the ladies going to bring for the rest of the season? Has anybody seen anything about a trip?
No, where is their trip?
There's always a trip.
Oh, that's funny.
We've
had so much season, but no tease of a trip.
I predict that it's just going to get worse with Carol and Bethany. I really do believe that the ladies are going to rally around Luann, because the thing about the ladies is, like, once they see that you have, like, literally hit the bottom and everyone knows about it, I feel like they're there. They're going to be there to pick you up. And even Ramona's on board. She said, well, she is vulnerable. This is what she needed. Now we're going to be there for her.
You know where I'd like to see them go? I'd like them to go with Luann on a trip to places that, you know, she was a successful TV host years ago. Mm-hmm. Like, go to the places that she spent her 20s. And I feel like a trip by way of, like, you know, kind of like revisiting her life. It could still be a trip. Does that make sense at all? That's what
Switzerland?
All of the other memories that she had. How long was she away from New York? She was, what, 15 years or something like that? 11 years? Like, wherever she was at, I don't know how many different locations she was at. It would be a good trip for the Housewives to all go with her and sort of, I don't know if I'm expressing it correctly.
Yeah,
because all the other trips are usually fun and fun only.
Well, that's what I want. I want it to be somewhere where there's a lot of alcohol involved.
I'm doing PBS special.
Where we get some of their nudity in the pool. Like, that. The Mexico trip was by far my favorite Housewife trip ever. Like, that was so much fun. So I want something just like that again. But as far as my prediction goes, I actually think Carol and Bethany will be like kind of okay with each other, but still like very tension filled relationship. Like, I don't think they're gonna go to blows, but it's just gonna be weird
until the reunion.
Yeah, until the reunion, when all this, like, you said this about me, you said that, comes out and stuff. But I think people are going to start to turn more on Bethany, I guess. And I think her friendships are really going to be Sonia and Luann. Like, I think that's who her
it's all
friends
Twitter.
Are going to be.
People are not liking Bethany. I've been reading all about on Twitter. Love Andy C. We shout you out. Charlie in Charge.
Veronica 2's pretty.
Sumi
pretty,
Park. Yeah. Nina Sander. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Hi to you guys. Hi, Denmark. Thank you guys for watching. It's our Wednesday night after show for the Real Housewives of New York City. These icons will be back next Wednesday. Luann's journey still continues. We'll see what Sonia's up to. Hopefully, Bethany calms down. I'm your host, Leon Castillo. You can find me on all social media platforms at Hollywood Leon, and I can't do this without my panel, my family.
Oh, at randomly RJ, don't follow me. There's no stories that you want to see.
Hey guys, I'm Chelsea Stark Jones. You do want to follow me because there's lots of stories. Ah! You can follow me at C_S Jones and see everything else I'm doing at ChelseaStarkJones.com.
Yeah, guys, follow us. Join us next Wednesday. We'll see you later. Bye, After Buzzers.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.